23 before the hour on the Sunrise Morning Show. Roy Shellman is author of Salvation is from the Jews and Honey from the Rock. He joins us on a fairly regular basis here on the Sunrise Morning Show. Roy, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
There's been quite a stir about the lifting of excommunication for a group of bishops from the Society of St. Pius X. One of those bishops, Bishop Williamson from England, has been the subject of quite a bit of controversy for his denial of the Holocaust. What kind of reactions has its ecclesial pardon been causing?
Well, it's caused a tremendous brouhaha in the Jewish world and in the world, the Jewish side of the Jewish Catholic dialogue. The chief rabbinate of Israel responded by basically saying it would be extremely difficult to continue dialogue on the same basis as before with the Vatican. That was probably the most severe response. And they canceled a meeting in March between the chief rabbinate and the Vatican as a result.
Do the other bishops from the Society of St. Pius X associate themselves with Bishop Williamson in terms of his view on the Holocaust?
Well, that's a little bit of a mixed bag. The superior of the Society of St. Pius X, Bishop Fillet, distanced himself and silenced Bishop Williamson, said he wasn't to speak on any matters other than faith and morals. But if one goes to the SSPX, is the acronym for Society of St. Pius X, if one goes to their website, which I think is www.sspx.org,
they
have some theological material, which is actually fairly violently anti-Semitic. They have an article up there called The Mystery of the Jews, which pretends to be Catholic theology, and it's really very distasteful. So I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag.
How can they argue against the Holocaust? Why do you think Bishop Williamson and whoever else goes along with that refuse to believe that the Holocaust happened?
I think it's part of a overall kind of global Jewish conspiracy worldview, which is why it's so dangerous. It's not just a matter of the Holocaust, but if the Holocaust were a hoax, and, you know, if the current museum at Auschwitz were made by the Allied powers, you know, as a kind of big fraud, and all of those newsreels were a fraud, and all of those survivors with tattoos on their arm were a fraud, that would mean that this Jewish conspiracy ran the world, and ran the world's governments, and ran the world's press, and was able to pull off this huge hoax that deluded the rest of the world in the interest of this Jewish conspiracy. And I think that's what makes it so pernicious, is that it doesn't stand alone, but if it were true, it would mean that we're all living in this fictional world created by the Jewish world conspiracy.
Now, do you think that Bishop Williamson's view of the Holocaust could result in him not being allowed back in the church after all?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I think that my hope is that there will be a tremendous good fruit which comes from this, which is that it will bring this remnant of kind of medieval pseudo-Catholic anti-Semitism dressed up in theological garb that some of the traditionalists still, you know, kind of have incorporated, that it will bring it to the surface and force it to be kind of disinfected.
And this is by no means the teaching of the Catholic Church, is it?
It's by no means the teaching of the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons this is a kind of a hot point between SSPX and the Vatican is precisely because what characterizes the Society of St. Pius X is their rejection of Vatican II. And it was Vatican II which for the first time said it is incorrect to refer to the Jews as a deified people. You know, it was Vatican II which for the first time sort of dogmatically proclaimed the innocence of the Jewish people as a people. And it's exactly Vatican II that the Society of St. Pius X up till now has rejected the authority of.
Now, you said you hope some good will come out of this. What do you think will be the lasting impact of this whole dialogue, this situation, on the church?
I think it'll be wonderful. I think what it'll do is it will excise this remnant, this kind of vestigial appendage of as I said, medieval anti-Semitism, which is still has some root in some of the further kind of right-wing segments of the church. And it'll bring it to light, and it'll force it to be exposed and excised from, you know, Catholic theology, as it already has been, but in a more kind of pervasive way.
Roy, we always appreciate your perspective. You could really look at this in a way that many of us can't. For those who aren't familiar with you, the few out there, tell us a little bit about your book, Salvation is from the Jews and Honey from the Rock.
Sure. Salvation is from the Jews. Well, first of all, I'm a Jewish, quote, convert. I'm a Jew who has entered very gratefully the Catholic Church and sees the Catholic Church as nothing but post-Messianic Judaism. Obviously, if Jesus was the Jewish Messiah, then the Catholic Church is the continuation of Judaism after the Jewish Messiah came. So on the one hand, I'm a Jewish convert, but on the other hand, I see myself as nothing but a Jew who has come into the fullness and correctness of Judaism, which is the Catholic Church. And in that perspective, I wrote Salvation is from the Jews, the role of Judaism in salvation history from Abraham to the Second Coming, which is just that, is the role of Judaism in salvation history from the beginning of time until the Second Coming, as understood in the light of the Catholic faith. I then wrote another book called Honey from the Rock, which is a collection of witness testimonies, first-person witness testimonies of 16 Jews who have entered the Catholic Church. And they all reflect the same perspective. Every Jew who has entered the Catholic Church doesn't see it as a conversion. They just see it as having been wrong, a Jew who was wrong about who the Jewish Messiah was to a Jew who is right about who the Jewish Messiah was. And all of them, including me, think that being right about recognizing the Jewish Messiah makes you more Jewish, not less Jewish.
Beautiful books. We've got them linked on our blog, sunrisemorningshow.com. Sun is spelled S-O-N, as in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Roy Shulman, thanks for being with us. We look forward to the next time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot. God bless.
You too. It is 16 before the hour. The Sunrise Morning Show continues on this Friday in the third week of Ordinary Time. I'm your host, Brian Patrick.